We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A record-setting day across North Texas. We hit 94 today. That all changes tomorrow with the cold front. It's only going to be 62. Good afternoon. John Little here with you for the All Local. And Texas does continue to ramp up testing for COVID-19 as the state's number of fatalities hit 175. We got an update today from Governor Abbott on the latest on the state's efforts to fight the pandemic.
Texas is expected to hit the 100,000 mark for those tested for COVID-19 today or perhaps tomorrow. Governor Abbott says to help the effort, Walgreens will soon be performing drive-through testing using the new 15-minute test.
Each of these sites may be able to be built up to administer as many as 3,000 tests per day.
Abbott has also issued an executive order making it easier for Texans to get necessary drugs from pharmacies.
I temporarily waived some regulations to allow pharmacy technicians and pharmacy interns to be force multipliers.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thanks, Chris. Another death in Dallas County has been reported due to coronavirus, but as KRLD's Austin York reports, new equipment is on the way.
The victim was a Rowlett man in his 60s who had been critically sick. He marks the 20th death in the county due to COVID-19. Officials have said that hospital workers, EMS, and others are critically low on personal protective equipment and have asked the federal government for more supplies. Today, the Dallas City Council approved funding that would purchase PPEs for first responders. Council member Jennifer Staubach-Gates says all help is welcomed.
We are still taking supplies, if you have available, that we run through the procurement to see if they can meet our needs. So to the public out there, if you have excess PPEs, let us know as a city.
Dallas County has reported over 1,300 cases of the virus. County Judge Clay Jenkins believes the order to stay at home implemented in late March is working to flatten the curve. Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Meanwhile, Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson had some more details today about the 20 fatalities in Dallas County related to COVID-19. He broke it down by race and ethnicity and said that 8 of the 20 deaths so far had been among whites. 6 were Hispanic, 5 were black, and 1 was of other descent. 13 of the deaths were people who were age 65 or older. Tarrant County reporting another person has died because of coronavirus as well. The victim was a man in his 30s from Euless. There have been 19 deaths in Tarrant County, 7 of them in Fort Worth. The Fort Worth City Council approved a new version of the Public Health Emergency Disaster Declaration. Mayor Betsy Price was on the KRLD Morning News and says the order puts new regulations on city parks and extends the city's shelter-in-place order through the end of April. It also redefines essential businesses.
Obviously, first responders, energy, manufacturing, construction businesses. There's a long list of them.
Price says that list can be found on the city's website. And in Collin County, a 5th person has passed away. The victim was an 80-year-old McKinney woman. Her official cause of death was attributed to a serious underlying medical condition, but she did have the virus and died in her home. Denton County and Collin County will report their daily coronavirus numbers later on this afternoon and evening. A surge in the use of the drug hydroxychloroquine may be developing here in North Texas after President Trump says COVID-19 patients have, quote, nothing else to lose in using the drug. But KRLD's LP Phillips reports warning bells are clanging from various groups.
The Texas Association of Pharmacists says the requests for hydroxychloroquine are on the rise in some areas of the state, and that may not be a good thing. Association President Raj Chadua says hydroxychloroquine can be a big problem for people with a heart condition.
Hydrochloroquine is not a drug that should be taken lightly. It does have some significant drug interaction risk, as well as for individuals that have either predisposed cardiovascular disease or any arrhythmias, hydroxychloroquine can be a problem with those patients.
Advocates for those who use the drug for lupus say their patients who depend on hydroxychloroquine could find themselves competing for the drug with people who are hoping for a brass ring. They say lupus patients are already seeing supplies get tighter. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
County elections administrators across North Texas are drafting backup plans in case the coronavirus is still an issue in July when area runoff elections take place. Here are some of the issues that administrators are looking at. In Dallas County, Tony Pippins-Poole says aside from keeping voters safe, if there is a fall wave of COVID-19, they need to worry about staffing the polls because many elections officials are over 60.
We're working to try to get other individuals to assist in the event that the election judges our clerks do not want to take that risk.
And there's some talk of mail-in balloting. Collin County's Bruce Sherbet says that requires advanced planning to get supplies like envelopes, and counting could take weeks.
It takes weeks after the election to finish all the processing.
They saw what happened in Wisconsin. North Texas elections administrators are drafting backup plans for the runoff and general elections. And former Texas Rangers outfielder Josh Hamilton has reportedly been indicted on a charge of injury to a child. Jeff Wilson of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram reports it happened on Monday. Hamilton turned himself into Keller police October 30th, pleaded not guilty the next day. At the time, lawyers for Hamilton said he was innocent. The charge is a third-degree felony.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.